This is side 8 of Through the Year with Pope Francis, Daily Reflections, edited by Kevin Cotter. Your volunteer reader for this section is Lynn Schmaltz. August 1st, Contagious Joy. Do not be afraid to show the joy of having answered the Lord's call, of having responded to His choice of love, and of bearing witness to His gospel in service to the Church. And joy, true joy, is contagious. It is infectious. It impels one forward. An Address to Seminarians and Novices, July 6, 2013. Reflection. Whom do you know who has the spirit of infectious joy? Can you speak with them and ask how they've grown in this? How can you grow in the Lord's joy? August 2nd. Be committed. And then I would like to speak, especially to you young people. Be committed to your daily duties, your studies, your work, to relationships of friendship, to helping others. Your future also depends on how you live these precious years of your life. Do not be afraid of commitment, of sacrifice, and do not view the future with fear. Keep your hope alive. There is always a light on the horizon. General Audience, May 1st, 2013. Reflection. What commitments are you afraid of? What steps can you take today toward taking responsibility? August 3rd, the wine of joy. God always surprises us, like the new wine in the gospel we have just heard. God always saves the best for us. But He asks us to let ourselves be surprised by His love, to accept His surprises. Let us trust God. Cut off from Him, the wine of joy, the wine of hope runs out. If we draw near to Him, if we stay with Him, what seems to be cold water, difficulty, sin, is changed into the new wine of friendship with Him. A homily on World Youth Day, July 24th, 2013. Reflection. Read about the wedding feast at Cana in the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, and meditate on it in prayer, together with the Holy Father's words above. What is God saying to you? August 4th. Peace is a precious gift. Today, dear brothers and sisters, I wish to add my voice to the cry which rises up with increasing anguish from every part of the world, from every people, from the heart of each person, from the one great family which is humanity. It is the cry for peace. It is a cry which declares with force, we want a peaceful world. We want to be men and women of peace, and we want in our society, torn apart by division and conflict, that peace break out. War, never again. Never again war. Peace is a precious gift, which must be promoted and protected. Angelus Address, September 1st, 2013. Reflection. Examine your own life. Are you a person of peace? Do you look for opportunities for dialogue when you disagree with someone? How can you promote peace in your family, in your community, in the world? August 5th. Do you want to be my disciple? Looking out to this sea, the beach, and all of you gathered here, I am reminded of the moment when Jesus called the first disciples to follow Him by the shores of Lake Tiberias. Today, Christ asks each of us again, do you want to be my disciple? Do you want to be my friend? Do you want to be a witness to my gospel? Address, World Youth Day, July 25th, 2013. Reflection. Consider the Pope's three questions above. How have you answered these questions in the past? How would you like to live them out in the future? August 6th. The Holy Spirit anoints us. Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord. The Holy Spirit anoints us because He moves us. He makes us travel. He pushes the Church forward. And we are like Peter at the Transfiguration. Oh, how wonderful it is for all of us to be here all together, as long as it does not inconvenience us. We would like the Holy Spirit to doze off. We want to subdue the Holy Spirit, and that just will not work, for He is God, and He is that wind that comes and goes, and you do not know from where. He is the strength of God. It is He who gives us consolation and strength to continue forward, to go forward, and this is bothersome. Convenience is nicer. Homily, Domus Sanctae Martae, April 16, 2013. Reflection. What inconvenient things is the Holy Spirit asking you to do? How do you try to subdue what He tells you? How can you respond in greater freedom? August 7th. Real meaning and fulfillment. When we prepare a plate of food and we see that it needs salt, well, we put on salt. When it needs oil, then you put on oil. To put on, that is, to place on top of, to pour over. And so it is in our life. If we want it to have real meaning and fulfillment, as you want and as you deserve, I say to each one of you, put on faith. And life will take on a new flavor. Life will have a compass to show you the way. Put on hope, and every one of your days will be enlightened, and your horizon will no longer be dark, but luminous. Put on love, and your life will be like a house built on rock. Your journey will be joyful, because you will find many friends to journey with you. Address to the World Youth Day, July 25th, 2013. Reflection. The Pope mentioned faith, hope, and love. Which of these virtues do you need the most right now? Which one do you need to put on today? August 8th. What is your mentality? We must have the courage of faith not to allow ourselves to be guided by the mentality that tells us, God is not necessary, He is not important for you, and so forth. It is exactly the opposite. Only by behaving as children of God, without despairing at our shortcomings, at our sins, only by feeling loved by Him will our life be new, enlivened by serenity and joy. God is our strength. God is our hope. General Audience, April 10th, 2013. Reflection. Our culture often tells us that God is not necessary or important. How can you remind yourself on a daily basis about the importance of God in your life? August 9th, a criterion for evaluation. So how does the Holy Spirit act in our life and in the life of the church in order to guide us to the truth? First of all, He recalls and impresses in the heart of believers the words Jesus spoke, and through these very words, the law of God, as the prophets of the Old Testament had foretold, is engraved in our heart and becomes within us a criterion for evaluation in decisions and for guidance in our daily actions. It becomes a principle to live by. General Audience, May 15, 2013. Reflection. Do you have a decision to make, or are you wondering about a teaching of the Catholic Church? Take a look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church regarding the issue you are facing. If you don't own a copy, you can find it online. Trust the wisdom of the Church. August 10. What is the most important thing? What is the most important thing? Jesus. If we forge ahead with our own arrangements, with other things, with beautiful things, but without Jesus, we make no headway. It does not work. Jesus is more important. Address the Vigil of Pentecost with the Ecclesial Movements, May 18, 2013. Reflection. What is the most important thing for you? Make Jesus the center of your decisions, activities, and words today in a specific and deliberate way. August 11th. Numbing ourselves to reality. Love today invites us to look beyond the short term, taking a concern for the generations to come and not leaving them a legacy of easy solutions. It invites us to move forward without numbing ourselves to reality, without being like ostriches burying their heads in the sand in face of failures and mistakes. Love invites us to accept that in our very weakness is all the potential needed to reconstruct our lives, to be reconciled with each other, and to grow. Only Love Can Save Us, a homily, May 25th, 2012. Reflection. What failures and mistakes do you need to face? Where is God asking you to grow? August 12th. The main character. At some point, we feel Jesus is looking at us. He always makes us feel as though he knows we are here, and he promises a deeper encounter in which we will be the main character in our friendship with him. From Only Love Can Save Us, a homily, August the 7th, 2011. Reflection. In the story of life, do you consider yourself a main character? Do you play a starring role? If you consider yourself the main character, how does this perspective change your life? August 13th. Cultural euthanasia. Look, at this moment, I think our world civilization has gone beyond its limits. It has gone beyond its limits because it has made money into such a god that we are now faced with a philosophy and a practice which excludes the two ends of life that are most full of promise for people. They exclude the elderly, obviously. You could easily think there is a kind of hidden euthanasia. That is, we don't take care of the elderly. But there is also a cultural euthanasia, because we don't allow them to speak. We don't allow them to act. And there is the exclusion of the young. The percentage of our young people without work, without employment, is very high, and we have a generation with no experience of the dignity gained through work. An address, World Youth Day, July 25th, 2013. Reflection. In a culture that seems to be only for itself, many people and priorities are left behind. What can you do this week to practice greater selflessness? What specific activity can you add to your schedule to help you achieve that goal? August 14th. Obsessed with the culture of encounter. Be servants of communion and of the culture of encounter. I would like you to be almost obsessed about this. Be so without being presumptuous, imposing our truths, quote unquote, but rather be guided by the humble yet joyful certainty of those who have been found, touched, and transformed by the truth who is Christ, ever to be proclaimed. A homily, World Youth Day, July 27th, 2013. Reflection. Today, give your full attention to those you are speaking with. Have the humility to perform the loving act of listening. August 15th. Never gloomy. Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Christians are joyful. They are never gloomy. God is at our side. We have a mother who always intercedes for the life of her children for us, as Queen Esther did in the first reading of Esther chapter 5, verse 3. Jesus has shown us that the face of God is that of a loving Father. Sin and death have been defeated. Christians cannot be pessimists. A homily, World Youth Day, July 24th, 2013. Reflection. Do you struggle with pessimism? Read The Life of a Saint. Ask God to help you see and live out his or her perspective. August 16th. God never condemns. Let us remember this. God judges us by loving us. If I embrace his love, then I am saved. If I refuse it, then I am condemned. Not by him, but by my own self. Because God never condemns. He only loves and saves. An address, World Youth Day, Way of the Cross, July 26, 2013. Reflection. When do you refuse God's love? Why? August 17th. Jesus is not an illusion. And when I say this, I want to be sincere and to tell you that I do not come here to sell you an illusion. I come here to say, there is a person who can keep you going. Trust in him. It is Jesus. Trust in Jesus. And Jesus is not an illusion. Trust in Jesus. The Lord is always with us. He comes to the shores of the sea of our life. He makes himself close to our failures, our frailty, and our sins in order to transform them. Never stop staking yourself on him, over and over again, as good sportsmen. Some of you know this well from experience, who can face the strain of training in order to achieve results. Difficulties must not frighten you, but on the contrary, spur you to go beyond them. Hear Jesus' words as though they were addressed to you. Put out into the deep and let down your nets. An address, Meeting with Young People, September 22, 2013. Reflection. What difficulties are you facing right now? Do they frighten you? Take some time in the quiet of your heart to commit your life and your difficulties to Jesus. Ask God to make these difficulties an opportunity to trust in him and to grow stronger. August 18th. Do I? So let us ask ourselves this evening, in adoring Christ, who is really present in the Eucharist, do I let myself be transformed by him? Do I let the Lord, who gives himself to me, guide me to going out ever more from my little enclosure in order to give, to share, to love him and others? Homily, May the 30th, 2013. Reflection. Meditate on the questions that Pope Francis asks above. August 19th. Suicide of humanity. War is madness. It is the suicide of humanity. It is an act in money, which for the mighty of this earth is more important than people. Today, we pray for the dead, the wounded, for those victims of the madness that is war, the suicide of humanity. It kills the heart. It kills precisely the message of the Lord. It kills love. God our Father weeps over this madness, and says to all who have power, "Where is your brother? What have you done? O Lord, have mercy on us, and forgive every one of their sins." Because behind a war, there are always sins. The sin of idolatry, exploiting people, sacrificing them on the altar of power. Turn to us, Lord. We are confident that the Lord will hear us, that he will do anything to give us the spirit of consolation. A homily, Domus Sanctae Marthae, June the 2nd, 2013. Reflection. Our age is one filled with wars, wars within various nations, wars with our culture, wars in our own hearts. What do you think God wants you to learn from all of this? How is he calling you to love others despite the madness that surrounds these wars? August 20th. Do not lose trust. You, young people, my dear young friends, you have a particular sensitivity toward injustice, but you are often disappointed by facts that speak of corruption on the part of people who put their own interests before the common good. To you and to all, I repeat, never yield to discouragement. Do not lose trust. Do not allow your hope to be extinguished. Situations can change. People can change. Be the first to seek to bring good. Do not grow accustomed to evil, but defeat it with good. An address, World Youth Day, July 25th, 2013. Reflection. How can you bring a positive attitude to a discouraging situation? Consider the steps you might take to defeat evil with good. What action is needed for the situation? What patience is required? August 21st. Walk with God's people. Say no to hypocrisy. Say no to hypocritical clericalism. Say no to spiritual worldliness. If you don't, you're acting more like a businessman or an entrepreneur rather than a man or woman of the gospel. Say yes to closeness, to walking with God's people. Say yes to tenderness, especially toward sinners and toward outcasts, knowing that God dwells among them. From Only Love Can Save Us, a homily, September 2, 2012. Reflection. When you're tempted today to react harshly to a situation, pause and consider how you might instead say yes to tenderness. Be a man or woman of the gospel, a man or woman of mercy. August 22nd. Nothing slow about the Holy Spirit. Feast of the Queenship of Mary. In prayer, before God who speaks, in thinking and meditating on the facts of her life, Mary is not in a hurry. She does not let herself be swept away by the moment. She does not let herself be dragged along by events. However, when she has clearly understood what God is asking of her, what she has to do, she does not loiter. She does not delay, but goes with haste. St. Ambrose commented, quote, "There is nothing slow about the Holy Spirit," end quote. An address on May the 31st, 2013. Reflection. What events sweep you away from thinking about what's important in life? What keeps you from going with haste to do what God asks of you? Take time in prayer to listen to your Father, to hear His voice, and to respond to Him. August 23rd, Act of Justice. Each time a woman gives birth to a child, it is yet another bet placed for life and for the future, that when we show concern for the innocence of children, we guarantee the truth of tomorrow, and that when we esteem an unselfish, elderly person, we are performing an act of justice and embracing our own roots. From Only Love Can Save Us, Letter to the Priests, Religious and Faithful of Buenos Aires, October 1st, 2012. Reflection. Do you look for opportunities to care for the young and the elderly? Can you help a single mother in your parish or neighborhood? Visit a lonely, elderly person in a nursing home? If you are a parent, think about bringing your children with you to model acts of service for them. August 24th, A Presence That Listens. We must ask ourselves, what role should the Church have in terms of the practical means of communication at her disposal? In every situation, beyond technological considerations, I believe that the goal is to understand how to enter into dialogue with the men and women of today. They are men and women who sometimes feel let down by a Christianity that to them appears sterile, and in difficulty as it tries to communicate the depth of meaning that comes with the gift of faith. We do, in fact, witness today, in the age of globalization, a growing sense of disorientation and isolation. We see, increasingly, a loss of meaning to life, an inability to connect with a home, and a struggle to build meaningful relationships. It is therefore important to know how to dialogue, and with discernment, to use modern technologies and social networks in such a way as to reveal a presence that listens, converses, and encourages. Allow yourselves, without fear, to be this presence, expressing your Christian identity as you become citizens of this environment. Address to the Plenary Assembly of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, September 21st, 2013. Reflection. How do we create cultures of dialogue online and offline? Pray for humility and an open heart. August 25th. Put on Christ. Jesus brings God to us and us to God. With Him, our life is transformed and renewed, and we can see reality with new eyes, from Jesus' standpoint, with His own eyes. For this reason, I say to every one of you today, put on Christ in your life, and you will find a friend in whom you can always trust. Put on Christ, and you will see the wings of hope spreading and letting you journey with joy toward the future. Put on Christ, and your life will be full of His love. It will be a fruitful life, because we all want to have a fruitful life, one that is life-giving for others. An address, World Youth Day, July 25, 2013. Reflection. Is your life transformed and renewed by Christ? Have you put on Christ as the center of your life? August 26th. Staying with the Lord. Jesus is the door, and He knocks on our door so that we will let Him cross the threshold of our lives. This means opening the doors of our hearts, like the disciples on the road to Emmaus did, asking Him to stay with us so that we can pass through the door of faith, so that the Lord Himself may bring us to the point where we understand our reasons for believing, and so that we can then go forth and proclaim them to others. Faith implies a decision to stay with the Lord, to live with Him, and to share Him with our brothers and sisters. From Only Love Can Save Us, a homily, October 1st, 2012. Reflection. What does it mean to allow Jesus to cross the threshold of your life? Imagine your life as a house. What rooms do you let God into? Where do you keep Him out? Have the courage to open your life to the Lord. August 27th, the real driving force of evangelization. Who is the real driving force of evangelization in our life and in the church? Paul VI wrote clearly, "It is the Holy Spirit who today, just as at the beginning of the church, acts in every evangelizer who allows himself to be possessed and led by Him. The Holy Spirit places on his lips the words which he could not find by himself, and at the same time, the Holy Spirit predisposes the soul of the hearer to be open and receptive to the good news and to the kingdom being proclaimed." General audience on May 22, 2013. Reflection. Are you possessed, quote unquote, by the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit allows us to truly live out the Christian life. Don't ignore Him. Don't put Him aside. If you haven't asked the Holy Spirit to be in your life, ask Him to be with you. August 28th. With simplicity and courage. Do not be afraid to live out faith. Be witnesses of Christ in your daily environment with simplicity and courage. Above all, may you be able to show those you meet, your peers, the face of mercy and the love of God who always forgives, encourages, and imbues hope. A message, June the 21st, 2013. Reflection. Ask God to lead you to situations today in which you can live out His mercy by making room for someone in a conversation, for example, or generously forgiving a slight or refusing to gossip. August 29th. Emptying ourselves of idols. We have to empty ourselves of the many small or great idols that we have and in which we take refuge, on which we often seek to base our security. They are idols that we sometimes keep well hidden. They can be ambition, careerism, a taste for success, placing ourselves at the center, the tendency to dominate others, the claim to be the sole masters of our lives, some sins to which we are bound, and many others. A homily on April 14, 2013. Reflection. Where do you find refuge apart from God? How does this give you a false security? Ask God to unbind you from these idols. Ask for the grace to break free and to place your hope in Him. August 30th. The language of the Spirit. The language of the Spirit, the language of the Gospel, is the language of communion, which invites us to get the better of closeness and indifference, division and antagonization. We must all ask ourselves, how do I let myself be guided by the Holy Spirit in such a way that my life and my witness of faith are both unity and communion? Do I convey the word of reconciliation and of love, which is the Gospel, to the milieu in which I live? General Audience, May 22, 2013. Reflection. Reflect on the questions Pope Francis asks above. How can you apply them to your everyday life and situation? August 31st. Responding to evil with good. Dear brothers and sisters, the word of the cross is also the answer which Christians offer in the face of evil, the evil that continues to work in us and around us. Christians must respond to evil with good, taking the cross upon themselves, as Jesus did. An address, Way of the Cross, July 26, 2013. Reflection. Meditate for a few minutes on the love Jesus demonstrates on the cross. So many people show Jesus hatred and contempt, and yet He responds with love. What evil is God asking you to respond to with good? This is the end of Side 8, continued on Side 9.